أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومطاعنا محمد خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I would like to begin by welcoming one and all to this program this evening presented to you by Radio Islam International. I'd also like to acknowledge the listeners of Radio Islam International listening via the satellite medium wave 1548 as well as audio streaming on the website. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created man as a combination of body and soul. And for the nourishment of our body, Allah has provided us with food. In the verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلْيَنْذُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِ That let man look at the various types of food that we have provided for him. A variety of foods. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to mention seven types of food in those verses of the Noble Quran. So we consume to nourish our body. In the same way we have a soul, and our soul also needs continuous nourishment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided a divine arrangement for the nourishment of our soul. And if we look at the Islamic calendar, Allah has granted various portions of the year virtue over other portions of the year. Let us look at the unique setup of the calendar. Come the month of Rajab, that is the month in which the Mi'raj takes place. Then followed by that you have Sha'ban, in which you have the night, Laylatul Nisfim Min al-Sha'ban, Laylatul Bara'ah, the night when sins are forgiven. On the elapsing of the month of Sha'ban, we enter into Ramadan, which is the pinnacle of the year, and that culminates with Laylatul Qadr. And then, with the sighting of the crescent of Shawwal, immediately we enter into the months of Hajj, which are Shawwal, the one period of spirituality to another period. Allah is always keeping us involved and occupied with various acts of ibadah. These days that we are currently experiencing and coming to the pinnacle of it with the sighting of the crescent for the Hijjah this evening with multiple sightings across the country, the Hadith speaks about this in the glowing words. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ There are no days in which good deeds are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The question is that have myself and yourself even realized that we are entering into a blessed period? Have we even taken a moment out to think as to how are we going to increase in our good deeds in these days leading up to the 10th of Dhul Hijjah? What gives this period extra virtue over other periods of the year is the two actions that are carried out in this period of the year. Namely, Qurbani, and the second is Hajj. When we look at the act of Udhiyah, slaughtering of an animal, in no other period of the year is the actual slaughtering of an animal considered to be an act of worship. Yes, throughout the year you can slaughter animals, and you can give that meat in charity, but the actual act of slaughtering an animal will only be an act of worship on the 10th, 11th and 12th of Dhul-Hijjah. So slaughtering as a form of worship is only an ibadah in this time of the year. Similarly, the going to Mina, the standing on the plains of Arafah, the stoning of the Jamarat, a person may do this for 349 days of the year, and the person may endure great difficulty in this, carrying out these actions repeatedly. But what will you say? This person is foolish. But come the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, and the person is after Zawal on the plains of Arafah, that is when a person will become a Haji. This action cannot be carried out in any other time of the year. And this is what gives this period the edge and the superiority of even over the month of Ramadan. Now when we look at the actions that are carried out in this time of the year, it is linked to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. That great Nabi who has been mentioned more than 25 times in the Noble Quran, in fact, an entire surah has been named after Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This evening, we will be focusing on various aspects with regards to the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And as has been set up as the title of the program, In the Footsteps of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us in the Noble Quran to follow. ثم أوحينا إليك. Allah says that we have instructed you أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم, to follow the creed of Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام. Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام has a very close link and bond with this ummah on the epic journey of Mi'raj, when Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم had met Ibrahim عليه السلام on the seventh heaven, and with his interaction, he remembered myself and yourself. What did he say? أبلغ أمتك مني السلام. Convey salam, my salam to your ummah, to the individuals like myself and yourself. And then he didn't stop at that point. He gave us a message and he said that Jannah has fertile ground and sweet water. However, it is a barren land, and it is the dhikr of Allah that will cultivate that land. Therefore, we need to engage in the dhikr of Allah abundantly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to understand the legacy and to draw from the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This evening, first on the agenda, we have a recitation by Qari Ismail Abdul Aziz. Qari Sahib needs no introduction in this area, as Qari Sahib is well known to one and all, the principle of Madrasa Tartilul Quran. In this year, alhamdulillah, I've had the opportunity for the third time to be an MC at a program where Qari Sahib is reciting. We had a Qiraat Jalsa in Sherwood under the auspice of Radio Islam earlier this year, and Qari Sahib recited. And also at the Jamiatul Huffaz Jalsa in Azadville, where Qari Sahib recited. And each time the recitation was more beautiful than the previous time. What is really unique, and you know, you can really realize the true pedigree of a person, is not by their own capability, but it is also in the manner in which they pass that knowledge on. And if we look at the various competitions that have come up to promote excellence in the recitation of the Quran, the Hifzul Quran competition, as well as the Qiraat competition that takes place in Cape Town, then the students of Madrasa Tartil Quran have been shining. And this is really a sign of a remarkable knowledge and the qualities that Qari Sahib possess. We request Qari Sahib to come to the front and to render a passage of the Quran. I tell you what, you know, I work at the radio station and we always have mics and gadgets, but never before have I had three mics at one time.